prayer tonight. I'm not going to take a long time tonight, and I do have just a thought or two I'd like to share with you this evening. As you can tell, I'm in the early stages of having the Botox injection. It takes a couple of days or so to really begin to make a big difference. And I can tell it has. The spasms have really calmed down. But the problem is it makes me so weak in voice and real breath. And so we are kindly in that stage. So I'm not going to try to push it tonight. And hopefully by the weekend it'll be quite a bit better. But I do want to read some scripture in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter tonight, for just a little bit. Second Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and we'll start at the 1st verse. Paul writes and says, "But I determine this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted on many, so that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it, in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices and his reading 11 verses tonight from 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. The verse that draws my attention tonight is verse 11 that I read. The Apostle Paul has been writing unto the church at Corinth, church that has had an individual that committed a terrible sin. But apparently, the man has come back and repented. So the Apostle Paul is writing to the church and telling them that they ought to forgive the man and comfort him, lest he be overcome with great sorrow. Paul is saying that. He said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. He said, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That word advantage that Paul uses there is the idea of the desire to deceive in order to gain the upper hand. So Paul was saying that we need to be careful lest Satan gets the upper hand in our lives, in our hearts. But he also says something about Satan's devices. It is his cunning ways and his sly ways that trouble our lives. I realize tonight that Satan can't take our salvation, but he desires to trouble us, desires to hinder us, to gain an advantage over our life. Somebody said it like this, that is like a college football team that has no chance of winning a championship, but seems to play the part of a spoiler, to spoil the team that can. Satan can't stop us from going to heaven, but he desires to defeat us on the journey to heaven. So for just a moment tonight, I want to say something about the devil's devices. There are several, more that I'll talk about tonight, but I'd like to mention just a few. First of all, there is the device of division. That is the danger at Corinth. Corinth was a church that had a much division in it. I remember in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul dealt with their division. Some were saying they were of this group, some of that group. And Paul talked about that division. Satan desires to cause division in churches, in families, and among friends. He desires to cause some little something to become a big something in our sight and divide our lives and our hearts. As I said, he'll divide churches, he'll divide families, and he'll divide friends. So Paul was even addressing that in this chapter. Don't let, Paul says, these things be a hindrance, but forgive and comfort and help. Secondly, there is the device of distraction. Satan desires to distract us, to get our eyes off of Christ and on other things. One of the great dangers in driving on the highways is distraction from texting or searching for something you dropped or looking away from traffic. All it takes is a moment of time and you find yourself in trouble. It's the same spiritually. Satan desires to distract us. And one way is he'll use people. Get our eyes on people and off of Christ. He'll also use problems and distract us. He'll get our eyes on something we're facing or going through and distract us. But there's a third one. It is the device of deception. Satan will use temptation and deceive us. That's what he did in the garden with Eve. Satan told Eve that God said that you can't eat of all the trees. Eve said, well, we can eat of them all except the one in the midst. And Satan said, but God knows, if you eat of that one, you'll be like him, understanding good and evil. Satan made him so tempting to Eve. If that's how he does us, deceives us, shows us something says, go ahead, partake of it, have it, and do it. Nobody will ever know. But as soon as we give in, Satan whispers, you'll never get away with it. Everybody will find out. He seeks to deceive us. But then lastly, there is the device of distance. He desires to distance us from closeness to the Lord. The way he does it is that he causes us to be distant from the Word, causes us to not take time to pray. And if he can distance us from the Word of God and prayer, then it'll distance us from the Lord. I have had some times in my life when I've gotten so busy, I've not prayed or been in the Word like I ought to. And it isn't a day or two. I feel a coldness in my heart, distance from him. And Satan desires to distance us from the Lord. Just a few things tonight about Satan's devices. We can ask the question, is there help? Look at verse 14. Paul said, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Paul is saying, Christ has defeated the devil, and in him we can always experience victory. I'm glad tonight we can be victorious over Satan's devices. Just some thoughts I wanted to share with you tonight. Maybe you can take them home. Think about them. They'll be a blessing and a help to your life. Appreciate you being here tonight. I know that was short, but it was what was on my heart. With the help of the Lord, next Wednesday night, I plan to go back and finish up Mark chapter number 9. So you ask the Lord just to help us and meet the needs in our heart as we prepare for this Lord's day. Let's all stand to our feet. Take these requests and pray for them.